To reduce the spread of coronavirus, state health officials have been telling all of us to stay home and avoid going to grocery stores unless you have to. But what if grocery shopping is your job? For some insight into that, WBUR's Adrian Ma brings us the story of a woman who's among the growing number of people earning money by delivering groceries during an outbreak.
While many businesses are shut down right now, grocery delivery is exploding. Take, for example, Instacart, an app which allows people to make money doing other people's shopping. The company says demand is up more than 400% compared to a year ago. And that's keeping people like Teresa Woodford pretty busy.
Hey, it's Teresa. It's 8:28 a.m., and I'm just getting ready to start my day.
Woodford lives in Dudley with her husband and two puppies, and she's been doing Instacart for about a year. Right now, a typical day, if you can call it that, begins by checking her personal stockpile of PPE.
I'm getting my bag of tricks together, which used to just include some snacks and water and a sandwich for the day. It now includes gloves, an N100 mask, a package of Purell hand sanitizer wipes, a package of wet wipes, and a can of Lysol spray.
After she's packed up, she books an order on the Instacart app and heads to the store. When she gets there, she kind of sizes up the situation.
I just pulled into Market 32, and I just wanted to make note that I wish I had a hazmat suit. It's so busy here. It's ridiculous. I'm going to go in and give it a shot, though.
Instacart recently started offering sick pay to shoppers who are diagnosed with COVID-19. But Woodford says she's not taking any chances. Before going in, she puts on her mask and gloves and douses her shopping cart in a cloud of Lysol. And then it's into the trenches. Because she gets paid on commission and tips, she's trying to move as quickly as she can through the aisles. Except there is a problem. As she's going down the list of items she needs to buy, a lot of them aren't in stock. Flour, gone. Gallons of milk, gone. And paper goods, please.
No toilet paper, no paper towels, no napkins. Still no cleaning products.
So Woodford begins a back and forth text message with the customer. They don't have organic. Is regular okay? Spaghetti is gone. How do you feel about elbow macaroni? Half an hour later, it is finally onto the checkout line. But that feels like its own hazard area. The high-touch surfaces, the crowds.
The lines at the registers are at least 10 people deep.
But eventually, she gets through.
You too. Whew, glad to be out of there.
After packing up the car, she gets in and takes a second to collect her thoughts. Then it's on to the customer.
So I'm delivering my order. Hi, Larissa. How are you?
Oh,
are you staying safe?
I am.
Good.
Most of the time, she says customers are nice. Some of them make chit-chat. Others will wave and give a big smile at the window. One customer even gave her a big bottle of hand sanitizer.
Hello.
Where are you now?
I am sitting in a parking lot in Hopkinton.
But on a recent afternoon, between orders, Woodford recalls some of her, let's call them, difficult customers.
A couple of weeks ago, I had a woman yell at me for not getting her a different kind of toilet paper.
You're like, I got you toilet paper.
Yeah, so I actually, when she yelled at me, I said to her, the only paper products available in the store right now our coffee filters. Would you have liked me to replace your toilet paper with those?
You said that to her?
Yes. I really didn't care at that point, though.
Later on, Woodford tells me, despite the difficult customers, and despite the fact she only makes about $18 an hour with tips, she still generally enjoys the work.
This is going to sound weird, but if I see an order that has baby food and diapers and Pedialyte and that kind of stuff, I'm more apt to take the order because I know it's a young mom that really needs her groceries, and maybe she can't afford to tip anymore.
Same goes if she sees adult diapers on the customer's list, probably for an older person. She says it makes her feel good to know she's helping those folks.
And a lot of Instacart shoppers are the same way as me.
Which doesn't mean it's not stressful.
Correct. Oh, yeah, it's definitely, oh my gosh, I can't even tell you how stressful it is some days.
But not stressful enough yet to stay home. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Adrian Ma.